The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reza, do you like farts?
I do sometimes, yeah. I'm sometimes
scared. Would you fart on our podcast?
If I have to, yeah, I'll fart on your podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a fart reveal. It's gonna be a big ass deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait until one cooks up and then.
Yeah, have one in the oven, just cooking up, and then when the moment's right, let us know.
Yeah, I farted on stream before. I was scared. Afterwards, they told me I was gonna get banned for that, but I got kind of scared. But
Marisa on that wild shit.
But no. You've been back on Twitch for a bit now.
Me back on Twitch?
Yeah, didn't they kick you off?
They banned me for
wait, you got banned?
Yeah,
permanent. Yeah, this was a bit of
It was huge on Twitter. Let me say it was huge, huge.
How did I miss this?
Maybe I've
even. What happened?
Well, okay, so you ever heard of the movie American Psycho?
Of course, yeah.
So I was watching Finn, and I happened to say, "I want to stab you to death and play around in your blood," which is just a movie quote. But they didn't think
just so. Just quoting the movie. Yeah,
I got like a
they banned you for that?
Permaban for a death threat.
Wow. My Twitter got locked once because I replied to my friend. He like, I don't remember what he said. It was our friend Bill. He said something like dogging on me on Twitter. And I replied and I was like, I'm literally going to kill you. And then my Twitter account just, I get this email that's like, your Twitter has been locked. And I had to, they made me like review like the terms and conditions on a.
I'm literally and, going like, to
check
kill
a box.
You.
They're really, dude. They're so strict about death.
I've seen it's so like, much shit on Twitter though, to where it's like that.
I know.
I couldn't imagine that's what like fucking sent you in, because I still see like a lot of shit that shouldn't.
Well,
be
they show you the tweet that did it. Like they'll show you the tweet, and it said it was for, you know, violent threats, and it's like, we don't tolerate violent threats on our platform. I was like, what the hell?
Sometimes like, they don't.
Well, the sometimes, thing with yeah. my Twitch was that I DM'd them immediately, or I sent a ticket immediately, and I said, hey, it was just a joke. Sorry. And I got unbanned. And immediately unbanned, and they said sorry. And
oh, that's good.
For the last 3 months now, I was still counted as being banned for some reason. I could use the account, but it said that it's suspended. So I couldn't
really?
Apply for partner or anything. Yeah. When I went to like
that
the
sucks.
Ban appeal, it was like, oh, do you want to appeal your permaban? And then it took me months to get a real person to respond. It was just bots, bots, bots. But now I'm free.
It's they're hard to get in touch with. But yeah. Congratulations on being free.
Free, yeah, from a those, joke. Just a joke.
Yeah. It's just a joke, bro.
I guess it's hard for someone to look at you, you know, just a bunch of letters and think, They don't know that he's my friend. I could have been someone plotting to kill him, I guess.
Yeah, and openly admitting it on Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was mod in the channel.
You know? But, oh, did you type it?
Yeah, I typed it.
Oh, that makes more sense.
As the moderator.
They can't read tone over.
I need a tone indicator. I'm going to stab
you. You should have put a tone
death.
Indicator. /J.
/J. And play around in your blood /LH.
But for those who don't know, Marisa is a streamer.
Professional Minecraft player?
Something
professional
like that.
Minecrafter.
Well, my main job is looking incredibly good. I make my income by being visually appealing, actually.
That's you're talking to two guys that do the same thing.
Yeah, we're in the same industry.
Okay.
Yes, we are. But Marisa is from Epic S&P. She played on there quite a bit, if you guys
that's where she was born.
Recall? Yeah.
Back then, in 1999.
Born in Fort Buskis. Are you born in 1999?
Yeah.
Damn. That feels so young to me.
Oh, I know people now that are born in like 2005. It's
yeah, that's
up.
So weird. Like people that are born past 9/11, I can't. It's just anyone past 2000, it's hard to.
Why would anyone want to have sex after that?
Yeah, you know, some people are in some freaky shit.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Look at Ryan.
Yeah, if you look at some people's birth dates and date back like 9 months, you can find out whose parents were horny on 9/11.
That's true. Oh my God, that's true. Yeah. How many months after? So
who fucked that's on 9/11? Like, new insider like series on CBS.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Like, they gotta have had like sex at the end of the No, no, no. Actually,
that sounds like a new
like mid 2002
crime show. We fucked on 9/11.
This guy has
Sundays
to go to a,
nine.
This guy has to go to a therapist because he came as the second tower was falling.
But he didn't mean to.
Yeah, he had no idea.
He was having straight sex and had no clue that was going on.
He didn't know of the terrorist attacks that day.
He looked out his window and was like, oh!
How sensitive is 9/11 still in America?
What is?
How sensitive is it, the topic, still in America?
Oh, people think it's hilarious now.
Yeah, there's lots of jokes. You go out in the street, people are just holding up signs, making fun of it.
I think people are dying so much now that like 3,000 seems insignificant.
Well, yeah, during the peak of COVID, more people were dying a day in the United States daily, than died in 9/11. A lot of people are still dying from 9/11 from the like the stuff they breathed in, like they're getting cancer.
And John Stewart helps out with that.
He does.
He yells at Congress.
He went to Capitol Hill, and I think they were rude to him. That's a very noble cause, though.
Yeah, I don't know anything about America politics. Everything is just so fine here.
Hey,
and then I go on Twitter, and it's like, oh, help me.
Ever heard of Donald Trump?
Yeah, dude.
You guys like him over in Berlin?
I actually think he was, from my perspective as an outsider, the number one funniest president.
He was funny. He was funny.
He was the funniest guy.
I still think George Bush was the funniest president.
George Bush was pretty funny.
I love. He just has so many classics.
I wasn't much like on television or internet back then with George Bush, so it wasn't really in my media, like on the news. But to me, oh my God, the 4 years with Trump, it was so funny.
Now watch this draft.
Like,
yeah, I was literally about to bring that up
or whatever.
That was
people like who
George Bush saying watch this drive, like that's probably the most badass moment in all American politics because he nailed it too.
When he dodges the shoe too.
We're going to get the terrorists.
When
this drive.
When he gets Kanye West to publicly apologize to him on national television?
Wait, he did?
Chad. Yeah.
Kanye apologized
to George Bush. George Bush was like, I don't hate black people. All of them.
Have you
them.
Seen that clip, Marisa?
Yeah, I've seen that George Bush doesn't care about black people. But
I just love...
I didn't see the apology.
Austin Myers' face. Not Austin Myers. What's his fucking
Austin
name?
Austin Myers?
Wait, what's his name? Wait.
Oscar Meyer?
No. Austin Why am Powers? I forgetting his
Austin
name?
Austin Powers?
What's his name?
I don't know.
That plays Austin Powers.
Mike Myers.
That's his name. I called him Austin Myers. Austin Myers.
Austin Myers.
It just sounded right for some reason. And it kind of sounds like Austin Powers.
Sounds like a YouTuber that's in prison.
How funny is Joe Biden compared to Trump?
I don't see Joe Biden that much. He just comes out and talks every now and then.
Trump is like intentionally funny. Like he makes the jokes. It's hilarious. But Joe Biden, he's just like
Joe Biden is the joke.
The funniest thing.
Joe Biden.
That is so true.
I don't see him that much either. I see him like giving speeches where he just is like, "Come on, Jack," and just stuttering and stumbling over his words and. Not because he has a stutter, but just because he's so old. He's so old, dude.
I guess,
like, if you watch videos of him from when he was vice president, like 10 years ago,
he's still old.
It's an insane... Yeah, he's old then, but he's the oldest president we've ever had.
Yeah, they should start hiring people that aren't, like, sick in the head.
That would be awesome. That would be so cool if we could get politicians that
like,
way
I'm pretty sure, like, he's barely allowed to drive still. How can he run the country?
Yeah, I don't think he's really doing much running. There's probably... He's more of, like, the face... I think, and then there's probably teams of people that run it, like Dick Cheney. Ryan, you're a big Dick Cheney head.
I saw the movie, and I saw the movie 7 times, and it was in theaters. I had my hands up the whole time.
Yeah, Ryan was fucking screaming, clapping, going, "Yay!"
Dick Cheney is just a fucking Chad.
He is. I mean,
Dick Cheney sounds like a porn category for some torture.
Big dick swinging. Dick Cheney shot a man, and then that man apologized to him.
The guy had to apologize to him.
So, you know.
How?
I can't believe it. Like, Dick Cheney shot a dude by accident, is what they say. And then the guy, like, retired and apologized to Dick Cheney for, like, causing such, like, a controversy, I guess, to his family. Because it was like, oh, man, they had a really hard time when they were going through the shooting allegations. That's like, say what you want about Dick Cheney's politics. He kind of is a Chad, you know?
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
He's
like
a Giga Chad. He's the definition of
a Giga
Chad.
I don't remember. I don't know.
He's an awful
I don't
person,
know who
but he's
is.
A Chad. He was the George Bush's Germany. Vice president. And he.
Oh, George Bush.
Speaking of American Psycho, Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney in the movie.
Oh! Christian Bale plays a lot of movies.
Yeah, he does. He plays him when he gets home. He sits down, puts on a shark fin avocado.
He gets fat. He gets fat sometimes and skinny. He loses a lot of weight.
Yeah, he got really fat for Vice. Very impressive.
Yeah. I got fat from surgery.
How was your... you recently had a facial reconstructive surgery to look more like Ryan. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was sadly born with a bad condition where my face is fucked up. But they came out with a surgery for it. It's called facial feminization surgery. And I thought, whoa, look at my bank account. I have so much money.
Hell yeah.
So much money. So I just bought it.
You just bought the surgery?
And yeah, I went there in Spain. And they cut with a knife from one ear to the other ear on the back of my head. And then peeled the entire thing off.
What?
All the way until my nose.
That's like brain surgery.
Yeah, so you know, like the what is it, surgeon simulator?
Yeah,
like the video game where you do the brain surgery and the entire skull is like open. That was me.
Do you have pictures of it?
Yeah, of course I have pictures of it. So, oh my god, I almost knocked over a bottle.
Don't do that.
So what they did, they peeled it all off and then they went and cut my forehead out, reshaped it, and then put it back in.
What?
And then when they were done with that. They did the same thing to my mouth, kind of. They did my chin.
That sounds like overly complicated for what's being done for some reason. Like, I thought that...
Well, it's the best way to do it.
That's insane.
So the left pictures are before and the right pictures are after.
Let me see these pics. Whoa!
That's my real skull right there.
Oh, my God!
Do I want to look at this,
so that's
Matt?
My...
It's very graphic. We definitely can't show this in the
yeah, you can't.
Wait,
show
is that
this.
Is that,
oh
so, is
my
that your,
god.
That's your skull.
Whoa.
That's my skull.
That is your skull.
On the bottom left picture, on the top right, that little socket there, that's my eye.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, that put it into perspective. Just fucked me up. Oh my god. Oh, I hate that so much.
So on the first picture, on the very first picture, that little bump there, that's my brow bone. And in the second one, you can see it's flat.
Okay, so I'm seeing the perspective now. Okay, I see. Kind of looks like my grandpa's head. That's insane how they do that.
And the second one, the second surgery, I don't have pictures of that, but if you pull your lip, your bottom lip forward, where you're like underneath your teeth, that's where they cut in. And then they, like, stulped it. Like, they
took
give
you,
all
like,
my...
Bubba's lip from Forrest Gump?
I don't
to
know,
look
but
more feminine?
They pulled down my lip, like, over my chin, if that makes sense.
No, that does not make sense.
You know how people wear a mask wrong, like, on their neck? Like, they pull it down?
Wait.
Like a chin diaper or whatever?
A chin diaper.
I'm trying to fit... Wait, which surgery was this one? What were they doing?
It's the same surgery. This one is the forehead reconstruction, and the second one they did at the same time was the chin.
Oh, the chin. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. They just like, damn, I didn't realize that they could just like basically open you up like that and then just put you back together without it like horribly scarring.
Yeah, it's fine now. I work normally. If you look at the last picture, that little plate there,
yeah,
that's my forehead that they took out, reshaped, and put back in.
Whoa. So they redid your brow.
There was at one point, yeah, at one point there was a hole in my forehead.
Whoa. That is crazy. I can't stop looking at these. Well,
surprisingly,
it looks great.
I have not felt a single moment of pain ever.
In your entire life?
After surgery, after the entire surgery up until now, I didn't feel pain. Like, no recovery pain, nothing. It was never painful. Damn. That was so weird.
That's crazy.
The most you feel is discomfort, but never pain. It doesn't hurt at all. It's weird. Like, I feel more pain like stubbing my toe or something.
Yeah, you look good. You look different. Like, I could see the before and after big time.
Yeah, do you want to pull up a picture of me here, editor? Pull up this one. Oh, I look so good in this picture.
Wow. Oh. Hot damn. 5 weeks since that surgery.
Got 31,000 likes.
Yeah.
I'm like famous.
We get a couple likes too. Okay. Every time we tweet out a picture of Ryan, we've actually tweeted out pictures of Ryan's balls on 7 different occasions and no one has noticed that they were his balls.
Yeah, it's weird because all my surgery pictures, it seems like a big deal to people. I mean, it's a big deal to me, but all of them got like 50,000 likes. I think people are just so happy for me that I'm so cool.
They're so epic. They're so they're proud of you for being so epic.
I can show you before and after, but you can't show this online because it's a fucked up picture.
Why is it a fucked up picture?
It's because I look stupid.
She's in blackface. It just happened to be the best before picture that she had.
Yeah, you can see how ugly I am before. This one, these pictures I took the morning before surgery, and you can see why I wanted the surgery. I look stupid.
Let's see.
I just look bad. And now it's ascending. But if you compare this to how I look now, it is worth the money. It was like,
$4,000 my almost. God,
that is horrible. Oh.
Ryan, are you serious?
Ew. I can't look at this. I'm going back up to the skull pictures.
Yeah, I'm going. I gotta look at that.
Oh my god!
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay. I see. Horrible. I see what you're talking about though with the brow. That's crazy.
Oh yeah. Do you want to? I can show you sideways. This one's the crazy one.
Are you gonna get any more, or are you good with this right now?
I'm finished. I'm very happy. A lot of people want the sex reassignment, the vagina, but come on, dude. I don't need it.
Just
look at that bro bone. Keep Jesus.
Oh yeah.
That.
Damn. So they just kind of like we're like, yeah, let's get rid of that.
They got rid of that.
I guess I can't see my brow because it's sideways, but it's like
you gotta like take a picture.
It's weird because my brow isn't very uniform. It like it's not like straight out. There's like a divot in the middle, so it kind of like gets big where both of my eyebrows are, and then in the middle, like nothing. So like, and a lot of photos, like if the lighting's right, you can see that, and it looks really weird. It just looks like I have swollen eyebrows.
That's fine, dude.
Yeah, you know what else is fine?
Ad reads?
Oh.
Yep.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, everyone.
We are back from the ad reads.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
You weren't even reading.
Well, I'm going to read it later because Matt read all of them last time. Now I'm going to read all of them this time.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Of course.
This is how YouTube works. I forgot I'm on YouTube now.
Yeah, this is a...
You can just do that. That was so fast.
Right. You know? Because, you know, like with a Twitch live one, you can mess up, but with these ones, they
hate Twitch.
They gotta make sure it's perfect, and they'll tell us to take jokes out all the time. We've had some really funny ad reads that I wish could have been released.
I got to leave in like, a fart recently.
Yeah, Ryan farted straight into the microphone during ad read, which makes me question if they actually listen to them sometimes. You know?
What the hell?
Like, maybe, because sometimes they do, but I'm wondering if sometimes, like, when the podcast is late or something, they're just like, all right, it's good.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm allowed in the gym again.
You're allowed in the
gym
again? I'm just
starting working. Yeah.
After they banned
you?
I'm
allowed to work out. No, I had like a head surgery, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm allowed to work out again. It's 6 weeks.
Are you going
to
get those did your massive biceps disappear?
It was since you have to eat a lot. So there's no place for diet in recovery because the more you eat, the more your body has to rebuild itself. So I was eating, bro. I was overdoing it.
Hey,
but
that's what
I'm
I've
losing
been
it again.
I've been
you're going to see me, you know, in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
May 14th.
We're going to meet in person.
And the pay-per-view event.
Are you going to be rooting for us?
Suit. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I?
I just, you know, make sure that...
Yeah. My picks are you guys and then Minx. These are the fights that I care about the most. I hope you win and Minx wins. But
I think Minx is going to win. I think Minx is going to kick ass.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I've sparred with her twice, and she's really quick. And she's really aggressive.
It's going to be over in the second round. Easy.
If she keeps her mental, like... top, then she's gonna kill her. But if she gets like discouraged or like nervous in the ring,
yeah,
then I could see her like fumbling.
Well,
because it's a big mental thing.
It
like
is.
You step into the ring and like whole world is spinning.
This is gonna be interesting. Okay, so what do you think about Matt and I's fights? What are your predictions? Honest predictions.
I think Dad is pretty dangerous because he's just like, you know, old man strength.
Yeah.
That's scary. Like, he's, like, probably...
Like Dale
like his bones are probably, like, rock.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's had more years to drink milk and get his bones strong.
Yeah, like a fossil.
He was...
Like, it's just rockified.
The year he graduated from high school, I was in a stroller.
Yeah, you're like a little milky boy.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, this rock.
Yeah.
So, it's like a Pokemon matchup where you're, like, not very effective, but you can win.
Well, the thing about Dad is he's just very... He has a great build. And also, he has been very dedicated to this from the start. And I didn't take it seriously until much too late into the process.
Given his history, he has a big, big history of, like, dedication.
Yeah,
like, his characters, everything.
He gets obsessed, like a little freak, and then he just... goes for it. Like, I was on the phone with my mom about the fight, and she's like, yeah, he strikes me as the type of guy that, like, when he gets something on his mind, he becomes like obsessed and dedicated to it, like, to the highest degree. And I was like, absolutely. So it's unfortunate I'm gonna have to kill him, but I think that it's gonna be a fun fight.
They're gonna take our podcast down for death threats.
Oh,
on Spotify too.
I'm gonna kill him in the sense of with kindness.
Nice. Okay.
I'm gonna get in the ring, and you're gonna think I'm gonna throw a punch, but I'm gonna get down on one knee and hold out a bouquet of roses.
I genuinely think there's gonna be no knockouts.
Okay.
So,
I'll wait until you see
Ryan.
Maybe
some fights, like from the big guys, maybe. But there's not gonna be a knockout with Minx or.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if there's gonna be any knockouts because everyone is new to boxing.
And they're doing 16 ounces.
I mean, it's possible.
No one has like There's no Mike Tysons, right? Like, it's a well, fun event. I mean, you guys have been training recently.
There's me and Ryan.
It's dedication. It's real, and it's real.
Have you not seen what Matt and I look like these days? Full transformations.
Yeah.
Like, we look like someone Mike Tyson wishes he looked like in his prime.
100%. We look like someone Mike Tyson, if he was walking down the street at night and saw us, you would be scared.
If you just go for points, I think you can win on points.
But
I don't think you're going to knock out, like, death.
If
you do, then I'm giving you everything.
If Mike Tyson was walking down the sidewalk, he'd switch to the other side of the street if he saw Matt and I.
Yeah, let's just say this. If Ron and I are walking on the sidewalk and Mike Tyson pulled up at a red light, he would lock his doors.
I mean, I'm fighting next year. So if you guys, any of you guys want to be my opponent.
No, you would absolutely
I'll take
kick
you both.
My ass.
I'll fight you.
Maybe Ron and I can tag team.
I'll fight you.
Oh, I would want to. Let's fight, Ryan. Honestly, let's do it. You'll have a year more boxing experience, but I'm ready to prove it.
How tall are you?
The thing is, I'm 6 foot.
Six even?
Like 5'11"-ish.
Okay, so we're the same height.
Okay. What about the weight? How much do you
weigh? Now I weigh around 185.
Woo!
Oh, I'm heavier, actually.
Sheesh.
I'm like 190.
I started at
210. Oh, Ryan, that's my goal is 180.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
After the fight, I'm going to keep working with my trainer.
And you and I will weigh the same,
talk
then.
Today. Yeah, I...
You know what's my
I'm 160
my
now.
Problem, right? You know what problem I have right now with the fight?
What?
Since I'm obviously transgender, there's
wait, what?
There's like all this like sport banning.
Whoa, wait,
on
wait,
like
can we go back? Wait, can we go back?
Sorry,
Matt. What? You didn't tell me this.
I didn't know.
It's okay. I came out as cisgender recently.
Oh, good.
Oh okay, cool.
Good, so, good, yeah, good.
After the surgery,
that's awesome.
I'm no longer trans.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to be associated with those people, if you can call it that.
Oh,
anymore.
But are you worried about like the transgender?
There's definitely
sports
a ban,
stuff.
So there. I might not even be allowed to fight a woman. But truth be told, I never wanted to. I never won. I genuinely don't want to fight a woman, even if I'm allowed.
Punching a girl just doesn't feel good unless, you know, she really pissed you off. Otherwise,
Like, it's not just that I think, like, it's not that I think, like, oh, it's so unfair, I don't want to hit a girl, trans women are so much stronger. Like, there's, you know, this, a million different topics to talk about this, but the moment I fight a, like, cis woman, my internet presence is going to be ass, bro. Like,
you're
going to
get so many
gonna be, like,
awful
death
people
threads.
Just fucking
dogpiling
like,
oh,
you.
You like hitting girls? Like, yeah. I know people who have competed in, like trans people who competed in women's sports, and oh my god, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've seen it on Twitter, like...
These people get dogged on,
100%.
Like, they get eaten.
But
there's, like, hate threads, doxing, everything. They want them dead for fighting a woman.
Like, gender aside, though, you're pretty ripped. You got some beef.
Yeah,
I've seen the flexing beef pictures. Like, you look like you could easily pop my head between your biceps. Like,
and
you
she
put
could
me in a chokehold.
Yeah,
she could easily, yeah.
The thing is, there is definitely like a thing with hormones. Like, it does fuck your muscle. Like, I have been much stronger before. I was strong before. Now I notice I'm weaker. But am I like that weak? I don't know if it's like. I'm not I don't want to like discuss like fairness in sports because I don't have the sources and topics and I don't know the research.
And you don't want the Joe Rogan heads to pop up in the comments section.
Yeah, I'm sure the comments section will set it straight.
Yeah, I don't want the smoke. I just how bad of a joke can I make?
I mean, you can make whatever joke you want.
I think the whole like trans women in sports, there wouldn't even be a discussion if women weren't so fucking shit at sports.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Hey,
women are just
I didn't
so
want to say
shit
it, but...
at sports. I didn't want to say it. So what do you expect? Like, it's not really unfair that trans women are so good. Women are just bad.
I mean, there's a
it's
reason
unnatural.
Their trophies are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. I mean, have you seen, like... Like women play like soccer.
Oh, have you ever watched
it
women's
is just,
basketball?
Can you
God.
Even call that soccer?
I feel like I should get paid for it. It's horrible.
I love
it's so bad. And I don't see like where's the gender advantage in like kicking the ball.
I love
like a pass.
The dudes
like
that
giving a pass.
Like if you go on Facebook, I can easily like go back to like South Carolina and find friends from high school that are posting those like jokes legitimately still on Facebook. Like
of course, yep.
It's classic, dude.
Yep.
It's I remember bringing it back to 9/11. Family Guy had a bit where Lois is watching the TV on 9/11. She's crying, and Peter Griffin walks in the room and says, "Huh, must have been a woman pilot." And I remember in sixth grade, I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
I was like, "No way!"
I hate women. I hate women.
Hey, welcome to the club.
I hate all women.
You're on the right podcast. Well, you're on the right podcast. But
I'm gonna fight a guy. 100%. I'll make myself the underdog. I'll make it a spectacle, a freak show, if you may call it that.
I wouldn't call it that.
I want to be the David versus Goliath. I want to be the underdog and just wipe ass.
I mean, you... you know what? Actually, I was watching your stream once, and you had, like, the boxing dummy, and you punched it, like, as hard as you could. And it was, like, insanely, you know...
Hard, yeah. Really hard.
I would not want to box you.
I'll box Ryan. My dream opponent is Pyrocynical, actually. I want
that would be a good fight.
Like, I want.
Yeah.
I want to
be careful.
Want what?
Be careful.
I want to give him what he has coming to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to repay the debts.
That's
don't fair. Have to pronounce the B in debt.
You can if you want.
Oh,
but
sorry. Sorry.
It's a. Like earlier, you said another word earlier that really frustrated me, but I didn't say anything.
Okay, man, why don't you learn my language?
Why don't you learn our language?
I'm putting the work in for you. I am.
This is an English podcast.
I am speaking English.
Mostly. This is an American English podcast. Do you know the American dialect of English?
Yeah. Right, mate.
Right.
British.
Those are good. Those are really good.
That's really good.
In Britain. Look, you know what they do in Britain? My good
right.
partner in crime, Finster. You know Finster,
of course.
Yeah. He's a little woman dresser.
Yeah, you talk not like you myself, talk about fucking their asshole a lot on Twitter.
It's him. You can say him,
huh?
You don't need to say they.
That wasn't an intentional thing. I was just like,
yeah. I mean, okay, bro. You're non-binary brain.
Okay. You can.
He's a man. He's a
I
man.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Likes to get.
He's a femboy.
A femboy.
A femboy.
Yeah, he's a feminine,
if you will.
You know, if I can't speak. I can't speak. Anyways, he makes me sandwich, and there's fucking beans on it.
What?
Why? And they're cold.
Wait, beans on a sandwich?
Cold
Who
beans.
Recently?
We're ordering from like Uber Eats, and I'm like, oh, I'll take the cheese and ham sandwich, like a normal person. And he orders cheese and beans and onions.
What? That's disgusting.
Well, did you at least try it?
That's horrible. No.
Because if he vouches for it, then you have to. You didn't trust his opinion.
Yeah, surely you should try something before you say no to it, like an abortion.
Yeah, I think everyone should try it once. I haven't. Tried beans on toast.
How can you say no if you haven't tried it?
Don't knock it till you try it. I haven't tried beans on toast, I think. And
it's horrible. There's no point.
Well,
do you ever have beans?
They use
normal?
The Heinz beans.
It's
like
sand.
In the blue can. And I had those in Australia, and I really liked those beans. But the American ones, it's more like sweet and like maple syrup, you know? And then they use more like tomato. And I like them both.
If there's three people I don't like, it's British people, women, and British people who are women.
Honestly, that's fair. That's very fair.
What about
that
Italian people who are women? They just fall under the women category.
Italians
though, right?
aren't so
Whoa.
Bad. Italians
Whoa.
Are not so bad.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa, my aunt is Italian. What do you guys
Whoa.
Mean by that?
Okay.
Come on. You ever? I bet you guys eat pizza at least once a week. And
I don't. I can't remember the last time I've had pizza.
Okay.
Look, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, do those sound Italian to you?
The entire fucking American New York culture is built on Italian.
Nope.
It is. Everyone speaks fucking Italian.
Who?
No.
Who's everyone?
Italian in New
John,
York.
John, Joe, they're all Italians.
JonTron's not Italian.
John.
He's Persian.
JonTron.
Okay.
I thought he's...
By the way, I went to JonTron's Wikipedia page the other night, and I thought I did a double take. His middle name is Arian. I was like, no fucking way.
John Arian Safari?
Yeah, I thought that it was... I thought that it was like a like an edit someone did as a joke because of the white supremacist stuff. But no, his middle name is actually Arian.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Why would they name him like that?
I don't know. He's Persian.
Were they not like double checking? Like you don't, you know, you pick a name, you
maybe it's whatever. Maybe it's Armenian.
Persian. Like a cat?
Yeah. Iranian.
Fuck.
Iranian nights. You know,
it's a great movie. Yeah, Lawrence of Irania.
You guys watched the Doctor Strange?
Pirates of Irania. Sorry, Reason. No, what did you say?
Did you watch the Doctor Strange
film? Not yet. It just came out.
Okay, I won't speak
don't spoil on anything. But can you tell me this? Can tell me one thing. Did you come? Was there a moment where you were like, fuck?
I mean the Scarlet Witch woman, Elizabeth Olsen. Man, I had a boner the entire movie.
Okay,
2.5 hours.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear.
Usually
I'm excited
it doesn't
now.
Work because of the tablets, like the medication. It does work.
Doesn't like but the estrogen I make your pee not work?
Yeah, I'm cured now.
But Doctor Strange started doing those hand motions, and you just went whoop.
Yeah,
I went. Dude,
I don't like that she's a woman though.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is.
Ironic sexism is not funny.
Yeah, I know that real sexism is.
Yeah,
Pirates of the Somalian.
What?
I've just been.
What are you talking about?
No, because when you brought up Pirates of the Caribbean a minute ago, I was
because of Johnny Depp.
I was thinking back, and I was trying to make it work. Like
the Iranian pirates of the Caribbean.
The Somali pirates of the Caribbean. And Johnny Depp is just in like a little motorboat.
But why add the word? It's already like generally pirates of the Caribbean.
I didn't say that. I think you misheard me. I said Lawrence of Irania.
Oh, why did I thought at some point you said Iranian pirates of the Caribbean?
That'd be a good ass movie, dude.
That would be good.
I would.
I know where Iran is. Actually,
I love when other countries just take like an American movie and then just make like a their version, and it's always such a fun time.
You know what else is a fun time?
These ad reads.
Yep.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Is it
yes.
over?
We're back.
That was so fast.
I know.
That was so fast.
It just happened like that. So like quick. This.
You endorse all those products?
Yeah. What is it? I wasn't listening.
Oh.
Probably an ad for the Joe Rogan podcast. Maybe an ad for like Blue Chew or something.
I hope the person reviewing your video isn't a woman, because then they probably would not like that I said stuff about women's.
This, it, you know what?
Bad stuff.
I think they'd be a little more upset that you haven't ripped a good one into the mic yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said at the beginning.
It's not.
You said you were cooking one up.
I said if it's cooking up, I will make it.
And there's not one cooking up.
Not as of
whoa,
right
whoa,
now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you want me to eat something to try?
Pokimane uploaded new photos on Twitter.
Ah! Where?
Ghost Chug did 3 hours ago. And then another one, oh, and then another God. One an hour after, 2 hours after that.
Oh, shit. I'm looking.
Holy crap.
Oh, I thought I followed Pokemon. I guess I don't.
I
oh, my God.
I don't, but Schlatt replied to it, so that's how I saw it.
Oh, classic. Classic Schlatt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. What are you doing on the floor? What a jokester that guy is.
Hey, Ryan, if that loser pyrocynical, he doesn't want to fight me, then I will gladly fight you.
Would you? Yeah. Okay. I just have to make sure that after this fight that my back stays intact and doesn't get broken in half again.
Oh, your back. Are you ready to go 0-2?
Oh, your back. What do you need to like stand with it or anything?
YouTuber beats trans woman. I can see it now.
Do you need? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's probably gonna be celebrated.
Yeah,
it would be a absolutely. Big victory for me. I'd go back to South Carolina a hero.
Yeah, they would pull out the red carpet. Be like, hey, Ryan, welcome. Everyone from your high school is going to be reaching out like, hey, dude.
Watching in like the old Southern bars, like on the television.
I was hoping to fight like a little scrawny guy so I can knock him out. But if it's you, then we can have a real brawl.
I had to get my eyes dilated yesterday. Ryan and I both had to.
I got it done today.
What does that mean? Dilated.
They put these eye drops in where it forces your pupils to stay like expanded. So like, you know, in low light when your pupil, because they need to look inside your eyes and
to see if there's any tears.
Dilated. Yeah. And I told her I was getting the blood work for like a boxing thing. And she's like, oh, you box? And I was like, well, I'm doing it for like a, you know, a charity thing, a YouTube thing. And then she was like, yeah, I was going to say, like, you look nothing like a boxer. I wouldn't have ever imagined. And I was like, thanks.
That's fucked up.
Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, no one questions me, Matt.
I know they don't. If you walk in and say you're a boxer, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely a boxer. I walk in and say it, and the one eyebrow gets raised.
Then just show them who you're fighting, and then they'll just think you're fucking with them.
Like, you know this, like, half-bald 40-year-old man? Man-child?
That used to get unlimited Skittles, like, a decade ago because he did a Skittles commercial?
I remember seeing that Skittles commercial.
I think so.
It's a good fucking
commercial.
I
saw him in Always Sunny. I was watching Always Sunny, like, 2 years ago, and I just see Nathan. He's playing a sex offender.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think Skittles fucking hates me.
Skittles hates you? Why? Did you not taste the rainbow enough?
I DM'd them. I DM'd them. They didn't respond. And then they joined my Twitter space, the actual brand account with the voice changer on for some reason. And I said, Skittles, follow me back. And they said, no.
Damn. All right. I think Skittles might be a little transphobic.
Skittles follows everyone in the fucking Minecraft community. All the Minecraft boys. All the Minecraft children. But me.
They don't follow me.
No chance. No chance. And Burger King followed me and kept tweeting at me, and then the social media guy got fired.
Come back to me when you got Jamba Juice following you, okay?
I don't, but I think the manager of Xbox follows me.
Wait, Ryan, who are you followed by Outback Steakhouse?
No. I wish.
You're followed by some really funny restaurant chain.
I was once followed by
Chili's.
Are you
sure it's not Outback?
No, Outback.
Oh, Chili's. It's Chili's, yeah.
It was once Ruby Tuesdays followed me at one point.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think they follow me anymore.
Awesome. Actually, my top follower this month, if I go into the Twitter analytics, is someone called Julie.
Julie.
And Julie does chastity cage and bondage stuff. And it's 18.
Happy Socks follows me. Cinnabon follows me.
How are you looking?
Yeah,
this
I just get porn people. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too good looking.
Because you do OnlyFans?
I don't get the real people. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't post anything about it. I strictly only have the link. I haven't posted anything sexual that isn't a joke. Like, if I say, oh, I'm going to fuck Finn's asshole. But I haven't posted, like, a picture of my
That's
ass.
That's not sexual.
I haven't posted, like, follow my OnlyFans. I haven't posted that in years. I'm completely clean.
The woman that...
But I still attract only the cock and ball torture people.
Hey, you know what? Don't knock it till you try it. I love,
it fucking
I love
hurts.
Smacking
I don't
my balls
it.
With a hammer on a wooden table with a big cartoon mallet, and it goes boom. Oh!
I watched a porn once where a guy, it was probably illegal, but they One guy cut another guy's dick off,
that's,
and it was like
that's not
HD.
Porn.
That's just a that's snuff
like
film.
Like snuff.
It was I don't know if you heard. Like, I don't think that's Oinuch or like there's what? Like some culture or whatever. There's something where people cut their dicks off.
What?
It's a thing.
Yeah, have, it's like, it's no called genital. Circumcision, but
no, the whole dig, not the skin, everything.
What?
Anyways, it was weird.
Okay. Maybe, Matt, let's take a step back. Maybe we're being a bit racist here and judging another culture before we think about it.
I don't know if it's a culture.
Big ass
like
call
a
out post.
I just read about it one time. Okay, one time I read about it and that's it. Okay, sorry.
Axel and Hoover were downstairs because Hoover was sleeping on my living room couch and they were down there like watching YouTube videos. We watched some Shay Carl and some epic lore.
Did you watch
stuff.
The Shaytards?
We did watch the Shaytards. Actually, like I was just laughing to myself because I'm watching and like he's calling his little boy Suntard and
Princess Tard, Rock Tard, Baby Tard, Mom Tard.
I watched one vlog.
That's offensive actually to disabled people.
Well, take it up with Shay Carl.
I can't.
We're watching this vlog where he's in a hotel room and it starts and he's like all happy and like 30 seconds in he suddenly changes to like crying about his divorce. And then just
wait, Shay Carl got a divorce?
Yeah.
What?
Why?
When?
They split up and he's crying about the divorce and then instantly just like switches back to doing a really offensive like Mexican accent saying like time to go to the gym and then just films himself vlogging in the elevator. It's really wild stuff. Someone stole his Bored Ape, which big, I'll pour one out for that, but. Poor Shay Carl.
How did he steal it?
I don't know.
How
it got like it got hacked and someone stole his Bored Ape. And I recently tweeted, I stole Shay Carl's Bored Ape at FBI. And Shay Carl replied and said, give it back.
Oh, you better give it back.
That's one of my biggest... but basically, they were watching... Hoover and Oxel were watching the Shaytards on my couch. And I had to go to bed early because I had to wake up early. And I was like, oh, I can use the Bluetooth from my bedroom on the TV. And I just found I was just pulling up circumcision videos and
I did that too. Oh my God, Nihachu was sleeping in my apartment. Nihachu from Minecraft Dream SMP, she was here sleeping in my living room for like 2 or 3 weeks. And every night I put up two guys kissing and I walked in like, what the fuck are you watching? It's just me playing it.
The circumcision videos.
Because they're gay, because they were gay. It's funny.
Oh!
It was guys kissing, not a guy and a girl. Two guys, and one of them looked like Hassan Piker,
who is a fucking Chad. You know,
he's a bit of a giga Chad. He's supposed to come on the Super Mega Cast soon. Well, we've been saying that for it's once we start the video version.
You're gonna do a video version?
Yeah, we're only a couple episodes away from that. We're gonna start at 300.
Oh,
that's the plan right now. Also, I cannot wait to. I'm not gonna read the comment section when we have Hassan on. I'm just gonna. Tune out for that one.
Yo. Hey, I'm going to America and in real life.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, two times before COVID. And then I wanted to come back and they were like, no Europeans. Europeans have so much COVID. And I was like, whoa. And then for 2 years I was banned and now I'm unbanned. So I'm coming.
You're getting banned on everything, it sounds like. America.
Okay, it was the entire continent of Europe. It wasn't just
it
me.
It was the entire continent.
They banned everyone.
Yeah, there was a complete travel ban for Europe for 2 years.
Yeah, but they just had to do that. It was really just for you, though.
They did.
You guys had the most cases.
They didn't
want to
make
what
it uncomfortable. They didn't want to make it awkward. So it's like, yeah, it's for everyone.
Dude,
like you know, like
yeah,
probably if there's like a boys' trip and a guy is like invites his girlfriend, and then you're like, oh, all of us agreed, like no girlfriends, like we're not bringing ours. But really, it's just because you don't like his girlfriend. But you gotta say it's like, oh, it's like a community decision, and there's
well,
no
like
girlfriends
movie,
allowed.
Like that one movie, like Midsommar.
I love Midsommar.
You seen that?
Midsommar.
Yeah, yeah.
You seen that movie? It's like. Don't bring your fucking stupid girlfriend. And then she's like, hey guys, I'm so excited to come. And they're like, oh,
That was
man.
The realest scene. That was so uncomfortable.
And then only because of that, they killed everyone.
And then, you know, they're trying to have a nice little shroom trip and she's got to go and ruin it. She's got to be the one to freak out.
Because she's mentally ill. She's just mentally ill. And then
if you're mentally
movie,
ill, you shouldn't do shrooms.
Like, yeah,
well,
that's what I've been saying.
Debatable.
But then
shrooms
are
great therapeutically, but some mental illnesses, you should not do psychedelics.
Yeah, it's not good.
It can, if you have things under, like if you have schizophrenia, for example, like under the surface. Doing a lot of psychedelics can bring that to the surface. That's what happened to the guy from Pink Floyd. I forgot what he was called.
I just farted into the mic.
I did not hear it.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it known. I just wanted to make it known. That's all. And
yeah, if I feel like if I tried now, I would probably just shit.
Oh, well, we've never had someone shit their pants live on the podcast before.
That's true.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
You're such a
bitch.
Give
us something here. Dude. I took a nap earlier today, and I had a horrible nightmare where I was hanging out with like all these cute girls, and I had diarrhea in my pants, and it was like I was wearing shorts, really? And it was like dripping like down my leg and like dropping out of my pants, and I ran really fast away, and I was like fuck, and I went into the bathroom to like try to clean myself up, and I was unable to, like, it just wouldn't come off, and I was like, I can't go back out there around these cute girls, I have shit in my pants. And that is a common nightmare I have.
Did you ever shit your pants in real life?
Let's
not say diaper, like anything like beyond, like, let's say 14, after 14 years old. Like, did you ever shit your pants?
Many times.
Oh, Ryan?
Sorry.
Ryan?
Sorry. I actually had to get up and put on an ice pack. I thought I could be smooth, and I missed a little bit of the conversation.
Yeah, I was talking about my nightmare I had while napping today about having diarrhea in my pants around a bunch of cute girls.
Okay.
And Marisa asked, and have you guys ever shit yourself as an adult?
Have I ever
like past 14 years old? Like, did you ever?
Yeah. Like, I was. It happened in L.A. once. I was sick. I woke up and I thought I could fart, just a little came out. But I haven't like fully shat myself.
But you have the excuse that you were sick. Stinky. And that's like,
that's got to be so stinky with the heat.
Oh yeah,
no, it's not.
I threw that shit away. Yeah. I threw it away. It went down the garbage chute. I gave it to Lego to play around with.
I shit in my pants one time when I was like, this was recently, like 2 years ago maybe, after I played football, and I was sick too. Like, I feel like no one shits their pants. I was just sick. Like, it was just
Always water. When people are sick, except for me.
Yeah, you do it because you're sick.
I'm sick in the head. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a freak. I'm not what you would call normal, but I've shit my pants. Since I moved to LA, I've shit my pants probably. What, Ryan? Six,
so you guys
seven
are
times?
In LA, right?
Yeah.
We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah. There's been times I've had to go back and drive to our apartment when we were at work to like get a new change of underwear for him and stuff.
That did happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually recycle my underwear, but like I wear it multiple times.
Like, but before washing it.
Yeah, all the time.
Like, you'll wear it for like days in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in LA. Let me think. Yeah, that's like in America.
It is in America, yeah. Or it's actually in the People's Republic of California, but
that's where I will be going in America, but I don't know if I'm going to LA yet. Maybe.
Yeah.
It depends.
Are you going straight to Tampa?
I'll see you in Florida. Florida first and then Austin. And after Austin, I'm not sure if I go home or LA after. It really depends if you guys are like nice.
It all depends on us.
If I go, like, who else is there in California?
Everyone
to meet.
Like,
what if I go to YouTube-wise. Florida and you guys are just horrible, like awful people.
We are.
I don't really want to go to California anymore.
We are awful people, but I mean, you should still come visit.
Are we
Los Angeles
do,
is
like,
great.
Coke.
No, Coke absolutely not. Fight? No, that because
okay, me neither.
That's horrible for you for your heart.
Pepsi.
I will have a glass of smooth Pepsi right before the fight. But
I'm drinking cola right now.
They're not drug testing us for the fight. So Ryan, we could have been juicing this whole time, dude.
That's what pains me. If you notice, by the way, in the group chat, the only person that asked about that was, I'm not sure if you noticed. Did you?
About drug testing?
The only person who asked, are they testing for performance enhancers? Did you catch wind of that?
Was it Hondar?
It was.
I took a random shot in the dark.
So, you know, just something to keep an eye on.
Super Mega publicly accuses Hondar of using steroids. that's my...
Who are you fighting, Ryan?
Alex Ernst?
Demons.
Alex Ernst?
His demons.
Are you going to win that?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to win it.
I think
it's a pretty even fight, especially given current circumstances.
What's the circumstance?
I got cut in half recently, and it's still mending. Yeah.
How?
They glued them back together, but they have to reapply the glue, you know, blow multiple days in a row. Yeah, they got to dry it. It takes a while.
We talked about it last podcast. It's the whole thing.
It's better, though. He's a little bit better. I hurt my Achilles tendon, so I've been off my feet for the most part, and I haven't been able to spar. I hurt both my Achilles tendons like a little bitch.
So everyone's just getting hurt.
Yeah, but I asked Ian, iDubbbz, I told him about my injury, and he's like, everyone is like injured right now. And my coach told me the same thing. He's like, before fights, like everyone always ends up hurting themselves because they start going too hard.
They just go way too fucking hard. I think we were just overexerting ourselves.
Yeah, well, I got a new trainer, and I had been running like a mile and a half for like my jogs, and then he was like,
you gotta do five to six. Yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of just for multiple days in a row did that, and you know, I don't think I was wearing good shoes for it, and I just kind of, yeah, I was jump roping.
You gotta get good shock absorption, you know?
I got some really cool boxing shoes. I got some Hayabusa ones that are super cool.
I got Adidas that I like. I like using the Hayabusa gloves. I got a pair of those. Because of the double strap.
Yes. Hayabusa's sick.
I got myself a pair of 12 ounces because I do want to continue pad work, and I really do enjoy like boxing in general. So
I do too. I've come to like it more the less I've gotten my ass beat, because like when I was, for a long time, it was just my old trainer just punching me in the head, and like I couldn't even get a hit on him, and I was out of breath, and it just wasn't fun. But like now that I've learned a little bit more, and I'm sparring with different people, it's really I enjoy it. It's fun. It keeps you on your feet.
I wish I could hit you.
You can when you come on the live podcast for an episode. Yeah,
you can clock me in the face.
Okay, I will maybe come to California just for the live podcast.
Okay, come to the Super Megaplex.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's not happening for a little bit, so you can't be too early, you know?
I'm going to be in America in 1 week.
It's definitely too early.
I'm going to be in Austin. I didn't finish.
I'm sorry.
So. Ryan in the bed be like,
hey, I didn't finish.
No, look, I'm going 1 week to Florida.
Nice.
And then like 2 weeks to Austin.
Who are you seeing in Austin? Schlatt?
All the people from, yeah, Schlatt, Trevor, Peach.
I really want to go visit Austin. Trevor keeps begging me and Ryan.
I'm hoping to make a video with the Off Canny.
Oh, you definitely should. Off Canny.
That would be my dream.
Jacob,
I love that
puts
channel.
So much damn work into those videos. Like he is.
I think Off Canny is like the coolest channel in the world after Super Mega.
Okay, I was about to.
Yep.
Yeah,
my heart was racing.
No, I like them. I like them. I think that comedy style, like, just I feel like I would fit there.
Yeah,
it would be funny.
Do you know what you want to do for the video? Because no. I became a rapper.
It's not my job to come up with the video.
Ryan, you should do it. You should do an Off Canny video, or we should do one together with them.
I'm down.
We should become lawyers.
Yeah, if you guys come to Austin, then I don't have to go to California.
No, because after the fight, we're going. Well, Ryan, are you going home after the fight, or are you coming back to L.A.?
No, I'm just going to come back to L.A., I think, and then...
Oh, because little Justin chose the 1 week he finally comes out. Little Justin chooses when, you know, I'm not here.
I'll tell you one thing.
Coincidence?
I wait half a year for Justin to come back out. I'm like, Justin, come next week. You can come any day you want. Literally, man, just get on a plane and come. And then he finally comes, and it's when I'm not... I'm going to be in Kansas with Tucker.
He can house sit for you.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to make him do that. He's going to have to stay in my house alone because he has to feed Michael Jackson and Bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I may or may not have spent almost $5,000 on a hotel room in Florida.
What?
In an unnamed
hotel. What the fuck?
That has the top floor and a pool in the middle of the room.
Was it worth it?
So if you got... I don't know. I'm not there.
I would like to come have a fun hangout
there.
I'm
saying you guys come over.
After the fight, though. I can't.
The fight.
No partying before the fight.
Big party. And then there's like a pool.
I just feel like I'm going to be exhausted after the fight.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I'm going to like, and then I'm going to go to, I want to go to Waffle House or something.
It depends on if you win or lose. If you lose, you're going to be depressed. If you win, you're going to have like a rush.
Okay.
I've had my fair share.
I don't think I'll be depressed if I lose. I, I think I'll be kind of, I'll be bummed about it, but it's, you know, and
there's
the
gotta
the day,
be a
I
loser,
feel like,
you know,
I feel like we won, Ryan, we already won because our bodies are the most in shape they've ever been. And we look sexy as hell. So
that's a beautiful,
we won
note.
In that aspect.
Well, but we could already be, we could have already been at our peak like Riza.
That's true.
I'm not at my peak.
I saw you flex like whenever I first looked you up.
That is,
and that was insane.
If this was my peak, I have that, nothing. I have
unless you're like pushing your biceps up, I don't see how you can be modest about
it's Photoshop
about that.
Are you serious right now? I'll send a video of me flexing if you don't believe
okay.
it.
Do it.
It's gonna be.
I don't find it good though. I am not where I need to be. Maybe I have.
You
want to
get bigger?
I don't want to get bigger. I want to get lean. I want to get cut.
Oh, you want like the cauliflower shoulder.
Like
you
muscle
want,
size
you want
short.
I want
more
definition.
Shoulders. I want to have more shoulders, actually. The thing is, my arms are big, but there's no definition. Like, there's no cut.
Let's see this.
Like, it's good, but it's not. It's lacking the shadows.
What the hell? Your muscles are massive.
But
you could fit like three of my arms into that.
Of course I could.
That looks like
skinny man.
Like my legs aren't even like my thighs are smaller than that.
You were saying how there's gonna be
but
no knockouts.
I don't find this good. I don't find
that's
this
a
good.
Knockout arm. That's an arm that could deliver a knockout.
I'm sorry, but this is not my. I don't want this. I need
okay.
more.
Yeah, more power to you.
Well, you can do it. You could do it. I mean, you just gotta train those
I feel
muscles.
Pathetic.
Oh, whoa, huge news. Chet Hanks says he doesn't feel like he's done anything offensive when asked if there were any marginalized communities he wanted to apologize to.
Good.
Oh,
good.
That's good.
I'm glad he's standing by his values.
I actually, I don't have anything to say about that.
Well, that's perfect because...
Oh, this is almost my peak. This was almost my peak.
Almost your peak.
This is right before the surgery, so after that I fell off. But here I was getting leaner.
Damn.
Definitely.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to look like this.
I'm working.
I didn't know you had a Naruto
here.
Tattoo.
Yeah, I'm obviously working with lighting here and stuff, but
yeah, every time I look in the mirror in my bathroom, I feel really bad about my body. But I realize it's the lighting in my bathroom is just horrible and it just makes me look really not good. But then if I go and look in the mirror in my bedroom, it's like a complete difference.
I mean, I can't lie. I gotta be honest. That fucking estrogen, man. It's fucking me in the asshole. Like, I am having trouble working out. Like, no wonder, like, women aren't, like, super ripped and big, because...
And good
like,
at sports.
Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah. Because there's no testosterone anymore. Without my testosterone, I'm just of nothing.
What?
I'm an empty shell.
I have a question. What would happen if...
I'm so
if
exhausted.
What would happen if you took both? Like, what if you took testosterone and...
Cancer.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you just get cancer and die from it.
Yeah.
Shit. But you can try.
Yeah. Maybe Ryan and I will try. Okay, you know what we'll do? Ryan and I will do a video where...
I will bring the hormones to LA and you can take them live.
Well, we're going to like Russian roulette it. So over a month period, one of us is taking estrogen, the other one's taking testosterone, and we don't know who's taking what. We like... It's like a blind bag.
I think you're just a closeted transgender woman.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up the
that
podcast.
Sounds like something I would say when I was like 13.
Do you want to anything you
want
to plug?
Yeah, do you want tell us about what you have going on.
Just follow me on Twitter, I guess.
At?
Miariza.
Is that it? Is that all you want people to see?
No Twitch?
Yeah. Fuck that Twitch, man. I hate that platform.
Okay.
All right, Twitter, it's in the description, Miariza. She's epic. We love her. Go check her out. And I'm going to check out myself.
In the mirror? Yeah. Like, as in, you're checking out, like, a hotel?
No, checking out of the podcast.
Got
like,
it.
I'm checking out.
Same
but also
here.
In the mirror.
Me too.
In the mirror. I'm
also checking
okay.
out.
I'm actually...
It was nice. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for... Yep, exactly. What Matt just said.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe in real life next, and we can box in front of the
okay.
podcast.
Hell yeah.
On the camera.
Let's do it.
On the camera. Arm wrestle and all
arm
that.
Wrestling, no.
Arm wrestle us at the
I'm
same time.
Snap my arm.
Both, yeah. Honestly,
two hands I both would. For us. Arm wrestling you.
I get your dominant hand, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both hands are dominant.
Of course. You trained them. You've trained them to be that way.
What, do you only train one arm?
Stupid.
Transgender people are ambidextrous.
<both.
laughs> All All right. Love you guys.
Winning.
Bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.